Walsall Council says it'll take another 18 months to sort out its children's services. It comes after it received a damning report from Ofsted in July, which found care of vulnerable children was unacceptably poor, and it was warned it had to improve or face having the government take over. Now, a new acting director of children's services has been appointed. Now, the council has told us it expects to receive an improvement notice in the next few weeks. Cherry Francis is a social worker in Walsall. She says there are obvious improvements already.
There's massive changes, you know, for frontline staff. The aim is to get a more uniformed service right across the board to make sure that all families we're working with are receiving the same opportunities, the same support, the same outcomes as any other family.
But with councils, of course, having to make cuts, another social worker, Ravi Sharma, says that they're concerned about the impact that those cuts will have.
We are, because it's already tough doing our job anyway, day in, day out. It's a struggle. And if there's more cuts and more budget changes, it just makes our already difficult job even more difficult.
Rose Collinson has got the job of turning around the department as acting head of children's services, and she joins us in the studio now. Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
When you first read the report, did you have second thoughts about taking the job?
It was a bleak read. There's a lot to do. But when I came to Walsall, when I met with the staff, when I met with council members, when I met with colleagues, there's a real ambition and commitment, real hopefulness and a real determination to be able to say we're improving, not we've failed.
So, where was that determination before you arrived? Where was that drive and that desire to make children safe before you turned up?
I think it was there, but I think that there was too much reliance on indicators about counting numbers of days, and I think in a sense hitting the target but missing the quality point. And I think people now realise that we've got to do the right things with the right families in the right way and really drive up that quality. And you've heard from our social workers a real hopefulness about moving forward.
So children in Walsall, are they safer now than they were in July?
Yes, but there's still more to do. I wouldn't say we've sorted it. You wouldn't expect me to. But I would say that we're now much more aware across the Children's Partnership of what we have to do, how we have to do it, and we're getting on with doing it. It will take some time. It won't be instant, but improvements that stick are ones that are sustainable.
What were the biggest problems that you faced when you first arrived in the job?
Getting to know the staff, because without your biggest, most precious resource, you can't do anything. So spent the last month getting round to meet with staff, talk with some of our young people, some of our families, some of our children, and then just setting out the direction. I don't think they were big obstacles, but they were important, vital things to do.
And those families, those children that you went round and got to know, what were they saying to you?
They're saying, we want to tell our story once, we want services and support joined up around us, and we want people to do what they say they're going to do. And children say, we want to feel safer. If we say we're worried or we're frightened, we want to feel safer. So what's going to be important going forward is we always check out, check back with the families that we're working with.
We've heard from a couple of social workers, and we were talking a little bit earlier on about the staff, the social workers, the people on the front line. We know that there's austerity measures coming in. We know the council's going to have to look at saving money. Should they be concerned for their jobs?
No, they shouldn't be. What we want is to grow our social workers. We want to keep our social workers, and we want them to feel Walsall, as I think they do. Walsall is a really good place to work, and to grow and to be ambitious.
Because I know that's a problem you've had. You've had a big turnaround in staff in the past. I know you've raised the basic wage as well. That's gone up from 22,000 to 30,000. How many social workers have you got at the moment?
We've got around 150 or so.
Right.
But of course, there are far more people who work to support social workers and who work across the children's workforce. So keeping children safe is not just a social work job, but they are incredibly precious. In relation to making tough budget decisions, clearly elected members have to do that. But my sense is there's a real commitment across the whole council. They passed a motion not long ago with a real uniform commitment to making sure that we drive forward these improvements. So I don't think that any of our social workers should be worrying about their jobs. They should be focusing on working with the right children and families. And I know from listening to them and talking with them, that's what they want to do.
What needs to happen for you to say this has been a